nothing between us. Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. And we're going to be looking at Kingdom, Not Cosmos today. That's the title. And we're looking at this and we're going to read it and then we're going to discuss it. We're going to start off with a scripture in Exodus 19, verse 6 that says, "And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words, the laws you shall speak to my children Israel." Exodus 19, verse 6. What kingdom is Yahweh describing here? Yeshua said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jewish people. But now my kingdom is not from here." John 18, verse 36. Yes, His kingdom is not of this world. His kingdom is not a kingdom of politicians, but a kingdom of priests, royal priests, for that matter. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. How do you become a royal priest? Royal. Yeshua is the blessed and only ruler, the King of Kings, the Master of Masters, 1 Timothy 6:15. And the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of the Almighty, and children, and if children, then heirs of the Mighty One, and joint heirs with the Messiah. If indeed we suffer with Him, then we may also be glorified together. Romans 8, verses 16 and 17. He is the King, and you are His joint heirs that gives you a royal blood. Priest, therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, the Messiah Yeshua. Hebrews 3, verse 1. He is the high priest of our confession. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer a spiritual sacrifices acceptable to the Most High through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. 1 Peter 2, verse 5. He is the high priest, and you are also being made into holy priesthood, a ruling priest. Therefore, His kingdom, and by inheritance as royal priest, your kingdom, is not of this world. This world, the cosmos in Greek, means system or ordered system, adorning or adornment, worldly affairs, or ungodly multitude. The English term cosmetic is derived from cosmos. It is the ordered system to enable use for treating the whole face. It paints the picture of an outer adornment that is used to cover or mask the true face. This world is a masked counterfeit, and it has an imitation prince. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. John 12, verse 31. Yahweh's kingdom is not of this cosmos. His kingdom needs no re-elections. It has no politicians or politics. There is no democracy and even no republic. His is a kingdom of purified priests who rule over the politicians and of the cosmos. The God of this age, the worship of the might of the self, has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so that they cannot see the light of the good news that displays the glory of the Messiah, who is the image of the Most High, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age, of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 6. The rulers of this cosmos are coming to nothing. Don't try to become one of them. Instead, why don't you learn what it means to put on the garment of a royal priest and to prepare to step into the office of the ruling priesthood? Oh, yes, many are called, loved one, but few are chosen. Matthew 22, 11, verse 14, verses 11 to 14. So as we speak about this kingdom and priest today, we have to reflect on what we've been speaking about recently in these devotionals about prophets. And we're going to look at priests and prophets. And we're going to look at what the job is of a priest and prophet and who our place is in Messiah. Because we have a role as believers in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, our high priest. Now, first, let me give you an example of what it means to be a high priest or a royal priest. In the system of the original covenant, there was a priesthood called the Levitical priesthood. And the Levitical priesthood were the Levites that were the priests of the people of the Israel. But they had the high priest, who was the highest one, the one they answered to, and that was Aaron and his descendants. And then they had all the Levites, which were the priests. Well, we have our high priest today, which is Yeshua, our Messiah, who we answer to, and the mediator between us and our wonderful Creator. But we are called to develop into priests of Yahweh. It doesn't happen overnight. He's given us the role and the responsibility. He's told us in his scriptures through his instructions what the role and responsibility is of a priest. And many are called to do this, but only few are chosen to do this. But we spoke yesterday. We all get called. We all have our gifts or our talents in Yeshua Messiah. But understand the difference between a priest and a prophet and all the other talents that we use for Yahweh. The key is using everything we have and every gift we have for him and not for us. Understand what I just said. Using everything he has blessed us with for his glory, not our glory. To exalt him, not us. To let people know about him, not us. If you have a lot of money and you're rich, don't spend it to glorify yourself. Spend it in a way you're going to be glorifying our Creator. In a way that's going to let people know somehow, some way, who he is and what he did for us. If you have the gift of prophecy, don't use it for your own glory. Use it in a way that's going to let people know about Yeshua dying for them, and so on. So the job of the priest in the scripture, the ultimate role of the priest, is to represent Yahweh's people before a wonderful Creator. In the original covenant, they needed this priesthood system. They needed these animal sacrifices to come to Yahweh. That wasn't the original way it was supposed to be, though. Our Creator from the beginning of time wanted each of us to be part of his royal priesthood. And as we're going to see today, the people didn't want that. And as we're going to see today, people still don't want that. Now, the prophet's primary role was to represent Yahweh to the people, letting people know what our Creator is telling them and what our Creator wants people to do. So sometimes you can be one and the same. But those are the primary roles of them. Now listen here as we read Exodus 19, how it was meant to be in the original covenant. And there's no two covenants or two testaments, and the Old Testament's not done away with. Anyone that tells you the Old Testament and the New Testament and one replaced the other, that they don't understand their scriptures. The worst page in your Bible is the page that separates the Old Testament from the New Testament. It's one book, not two. One story, not two. And we need to understand that. So it's original and a renewed, not an old and a new. So in the original covenant in Exodus 19, Yahweh revealed himself to the people at Mount Sinai. And he called the people to be their priest. But the people were too scared. The people were too scared. And remember what we read here in the end in Matthew 22:11-14. Many are called, but few are chosen. The real context of that, we could say, is many are called, but few choose. So let's read Exodus 19. Exactly 2 months after the Israelites left Egypt, they arrived in the wilderness of Sinai. After breaking camp at Rephidim, they came to the wilderness of Sinai and set up camp there at the base of Mount Sinai. Then Moses climbed to the mountain to appear before Yahweh. Yahweh called to him from the mountain and said, "Give these instructions to the family of Jacob. Announce it to the descendants of Israel." Now, let me stop here for a second and say, if you think this is only for Israel, a physical Israel, you were mistaken. Once you accept Yeshua as your Messiah, you have now become part of Israel. Once you accept Yahweh's word, and once you've joined his physical people, you are now part of the Commonwealth of Israel. For example, every person that left Egypt that wasn't a Hebrew with the Israelites at that time, these instructions were for them as well. So we continue verse 4. "You have seen what I did to the Egyptians. You know how I carried off your carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now you will obey me and keep my covenant, and you will be my own special treasure from among the people on earth. For all that earth belongs to me, and you will be my kingdom of priests, my holy nation. This is the message you must give the people." So he says right there, all the way at the beginning of Scripture, in the book of Exodus, "You will be my kingdom of priests, my holy nation." Now, if the people would have only listened then, instead of going through all the Scriptures, all the times, many, many years later, where they finally got this right through Yeshua Messiah. But this is, they didn't get it then. It says, "So Moses returned from the mountain and called together the elders of the people and told them everything Yahweh had commanded him. And the people responded together, 'We will do everything Yahweh has commanded.' So Moses brought the people's answer back to Yahweh." They said, "We will do everything Yahweh has commanded." Now, this isn't the first time they promised that, but they didn't do that. It says here in verse 9, "Then Yahweh told Moses, 'I will come to you in a thick cloud, Moses, so the people themselves can hear what I speak with you. Then they will always trust you.' Moses told Yahweh what the people had said, and then Yahweh told Moses, 'Go down and prepare the people for my arrival. Concentrate them today and tomorrow and have them wash their clothing. Be sure they are ready on a third day, for that day Yahweh will come down on Mount Sinai. As the people watch, mark off the boundary all around the mountain, warning the people, be careful. Do not go up in a mountain or even touch its boundaries. Anyone who touches its mountain will clearly be put to death. No hand may touch the person or animal that crosses the boundary. Instead, stone them or shoot them with arrows. They must be put to death. However, when the ram's horn sounds, a long blast, then the people may go up to the mountain.' So Moses went and told all his people to cleanse themselves, to purify themselves, and be ready for Yahweh to come." That's what he told them. And then we read in Exodus 20. In Exodus 20, he says, "Then Yahweh gave people these instructions." And then we have the instructions. We have 10 of the 600 And so commandments that he gave the people. He gave them those instructions. And it says in verse 18, "When the people heard the thunder and loud blast of the ram's horn, and when they saw the flashes of lightning and smoke bewildering from the mountain, they stood at a distance trembling with fear. And they said to Moses, 'You speak to us and we will listen, but don't let Yahweh speak directly to us.'" Don't let Yahweh speak directly to us. How many people today are struggling to hear from our Creator, wanting to hear from our Creator? And here you had the people, they had a perfect opportunity to hear directly from our Creator. But they said, don't let them speak. And Moses said, don't be afraid. Moses said, for Yahweh has come in this way to test you so that your fear of him will keep you from sinning. As the people stood in the distance, Moses approached the dark cloud where Yahweh was. The people were too scared to even hear directly from our Creator. How sad is that? Remember what it says in 1 Peter 2, verse 9, all the way back, all the way in the future in the scriptures. You are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, Yahweh's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of Yahweh, for he called you out of the darkness into the wonderful light. So my question of you to you today is, how many of you are scared to hear directly from our Creator and what he has to tell you and what he wants you to hear? And then when you hear him, how many of you are ready to do his job and represent him? The primary function of a priest is to assist the people in accessing Yahweh so that they can be in union with him. The priest does this through being a mediator between Yahweh and man, through being a teacher of the way of life that improves upon the reconciliation established at the beginning of the relationship. That's what must be done. We must find a way not to be scared of Yahweh's thunder and his all the discipline that he disciplines us with, but to welcome it. This is where suffering well comes in. And this is why it's so important to suffer well. Malachi 2 verse 7 says, for the lips of a priest should God knowledge, and the people should seek instruction from his mouth. For he is the messenger of Yahweh of hosts. Now, as believers in our wonderful Messiah, we need to also be messengers and let people know. Let people know the truth. Let people know the truth, even if there's going to be opposition against them. Let them know this. That's what your responsibility is, every one of you listening to this, and you believe this to be true. Remember the king that forgave the debt of the servants that owed him money? It was the responsibility, or at least the right thing to do for that person that was freed from his debt, to go and free others of the debt that was owed to him. But he didn't. He went and he looked for debt from other people that they owed him. That's not the way to handle it. We have been given a great gift. To be a priest of a wonderful Creator is a great opportunity and a great gift. It says in Revelation 5:10, and you have made them a kingdom of priests to our Elohim, and they shall reign on the earth. Are you willing to take the role of a royal priest today? It says in Ezekiel 44:23, they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the common, and show them how to distinguish between the unclean and the clean. Keeping the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, following the commandments that was given to us, Moses, and the commandments on Mount Sinai. How many people today, how many so-called believers today, how many churches and assemblies around the world today are not teaching those guidelines and instructions? That's what's known as a false prophet. That's what's known as people of this world, teaching different, leading people away from what our Creator says. We are called to teach people the truth, regardless of how people accept it. It says in Hebrews 8 verse 3, for every high priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. Thus, it is necessary for the priest also to have something to offer the people. We must step up now more than ever before. Yeshua set the great example in being a priest for us and offering his life for us. Offering his life for us. How many are you willing to take the role of a priest? How many of you willing to go and share the words of Yahweh? This is what we must question ourselves. What we know and what we don't know. Why are we not sharing this out? Why are we not telling others? Why are we not showing others the way? Why are we not purifying ourselves? Cleaning ourselves, cleansing internally and externally. Not being like the sages and the Pharisees that cleaned the outside, but the inside was filthy. But purifying ourselves on every level. On every level. Are we ready to do that? Our Creator has called us and chosen us. And we must answer the call. And then we look at the kingdom. And who we answer to. We're at a time right now in our country where there's a lot of political unrest. More than ever before. There's so many people voting for man. So many people fighting for man. So many people fighting for a system that is not of our wonderful Creator. For when every political party out there is living and going against our Creator's instructions, we are not to vote for either one of them. John 18:36 says, Yeshua answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting that I might not be delivered over to the Jewish people. But my kingdom is not of this world. Philippians 3:20 says, But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the wonderful Messiah Yeshua. Romans 7:1 says, Or do you not know, brothers, for I am speaking to those who know the instruction, the commandments of our wonderful Creator, that the commandments is binding on a person only as long as he lives. John 15:19 says, If you were of this world, the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of this world, but I chose you out of this world, therefore the world hates you. Yes, that is why people do not want to take on the role of a priest. Because they will get backlash. They will be hated. People won't want to listen. Some of them will be abused. Some of them will be put to death. But we have a better world waiting for us. And as we look at our political system and who we should follow, we're not of this world. That's why it says in John 2:15, Do not love the world or the things in this world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You know, adultery isn't only with people. Adultery is just cheating on a wonderful Creator, loving things more than you love him. And James 4:4 says, You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity to Yahweh? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of Yahweh. We must choose which kingdom we want to serve, and we must choose which king we want to serve. We must choose who our high priest is, and we must choose what we want to do with our lives and how we want to handle it. But the scriptures tell us clearly, one or the other. Today I give before you life and death, true life, so you may live. The people answered not a word. We're called in scripture to be aware and to stay focused on a wonderful Creator, on a wonderful Messiah. 1 Peter 5:8 says, Be sober-minded and be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Understand this, all the battles that happen today in our world. You know, it's a spiritual thing. It's all up here. It's all mental. Physically, we have the capability and the opportunity to do everything and everything. It's mentally how the enemy destroys us because we make the wrong choices. We've been called to a higher priesthood, a higher kingdom. We need to follow our high priest, our King Yeshua Messiah, when he says, Be imitators of me. That's what we must do. Be imitators of him and not of this world. Not of this world. How many of you ready to step up? To step up. The Bible says in John 17:14-16, I have given them your word and the world has hated the world. I've given them your word and the world has hated them, for they are not of this world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. they are not of the world, even as I am not of it. John 15, verse 19 says, if you belong to this world, it will love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to this world, but you have chosen you out of this world. I have chosen you. That is why the world hates you. Yes, the world will hate you for standing up for our wonderful Creator. This is the kingdom we must stand up for. John 8, 22-24 says, so the Jewish people said, will he kill himself since he says, where I am going, you cannot come? He said to them, you are from below. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. Sin is transgression of the law. It says in the scriptures, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge of him. That's what it means. And this is what he said and who he was. And 1 John 4 verse 5 says, they are from the world and they therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world. And the world listens to them. Remember the spiritual battles that go on daily and who the leader is of this world that we live in. We need to be different. We need to be different. Do not love the things of this world. Our home is waiting for us and we have a much better home. John 18, 36, Yeshua said, my kingdom is not of this world. Is not of this world. Philippians 3, 20, but our citizenship is in heaven. And if we eagerly await the Savior from there, Yahweh, a wonderful Messiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew 16:26 says, what good will it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? And then Matthew 16:24 says, Yeshua said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciples must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Ephesians 6:12 says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And then 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? We are called to be imitators of Yeshua while we are living in this kingdom. That is it. It says in 1 Peter 2:11 and 12, dear friends, I warn you as temporarily residents and foreigners to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against your very souls. Be careful to live properly among the unbelieving neighbors. Then even then accuse you of doing wrong. They will see your honorable behavior and they will give honor to Yahweh when he judges the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is what it is to be called a royal priest of our wonderful Messiah.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
I searched the world, but it couldn't fill me. Melt empty praise. Treasures of faith.